You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Real Housewives news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Hello and welcome all, come one, come all, to the Housewives of New Jersey. Tonight, the episode was called Black as Ice. We are joined by Courtney Stewart. What up, boo?
Hi.
How you doing? So nice to have you here in spirit again on the phone line. And today in the studio, we are joined by Brookshire. How you doing, boo?
I'm doing real lovely. It's a beautiful day outside. What
it
you think?
It's freaking hot.
Well, you know, on the East Coast, they just had a storm. So
I appreciate the sunshine.
Oh,
that's so horrible. Oh, my gosh.
No,
cool it down about 20 degrees, Courtney. I cannot take it.
And remove the humidity.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah,
if you're from the East Coast, though, you know humidity. Here, it is not humid. I think it's dry.
The valley?
Oh, my gosh. It is drier. It is the armpit of the world here. And also, we have DJ Jesse Janney. What up, boo?
What up, After Buzzes?
What's up, Jesse? It's my dude.
All right, please, before we get started, let's just talk about this. Guys, you can download us on iTunes. That is, go to the iTunes store. Type in AfterBuzz TV, Real Housewives of New Jersey. We're getting up there in the polls, so I know you're doing it. But just hit subscribe.
Poll.
It's free.
Yeah.
You can't beat free. Take our voices on the go. Also, Stitcher, STITCHER. You can download the app. It's free, and you can listen to us in your car.
Stitching in the car.
And, of course, you know, you can check us out, ustream.tv/AfterBuzz TV. And let's please talk about this episode because it was
awesome. It was on and popping. We're finally ready for this season to get cracking, right, Courtney?
Amen.
It's about time. We have been waiting for this glorious moment.
Yeah, it got a little intense, it seems.
Yeah.
It only took how many episodes? What episode are we on? Like 15?
They got
16,
that many in the
15?
Season?
15. 15.
That's pretty good.
You
nice
know?
Budget, dog. Right. I'm right.
Oh, yeah.
Bravo.
Yeah, they're definitely doing their thing. Slowly but surely this season. But I'm so glad we have a show tonight.
Hey. Yeah.
It's going
to
be easy
Something
because there's so
about.
Much drama this evening. But before we get to all the drama, let's go ahead and speak on the less dramatic things, such as a family business. Now, I am a grown woman. You're going to sit here and sell me black water? Are you serious right now? Is this happening?
Listen, everything needs to be sold. And, you know, it may got some special vitamins and nutrition in it. Everything that tastes good doesn't necessarily, everything that's good for you don't always taste good.
I heard that.
So
good for the soul,
on,
good for your life.
Right. And usually it's the stuff that's the worst. Look at not Dimetab, but what's the little red stuff that you take? Cough syrup? It's
horrible.
I don't
take cough medicine. It's disgusting.
Okay, well, that's my point. So but it's good for you. It's good for you. So, you know, I get it. But, they look like they were a little shaky in the beginning about what they wanted to do. I didn't know if they were. What are they?
Exactly.
That's what I would like to
They're
know.
Like, maybe it's used for party favors or whatnot, but I love me the Manzo family. And Chris took charge of that situation and sold the black ice.
Yes, it's about personality.
Oh, my gosh. He grabbed those sellers.
Yeah.
He really did. He was like, you know what? You're in the hands of Chris Manzo.
Yeah.
I'm going to take care of you.
And everybody thought that he was going to mess up because, you know, he was a little goofy. But in sales, it takes being
yourself,
but knowing the product.
Absolutely. And I think he sold both, the product and himself.
He did. And I think it, because the other people, you know, when you put your heart, you know, from just being an entrepreneur, when you put your heart and your soul into something, it's like a baby. You know, you can't just let everybody hold your baby.
That's right.
You want to make sure that who your babysitter is going to be cool. I mean.
Exactly.
he was cool.
He made him comfortable. He shut in. And poor Albie, the golden child sitting in the back.
Oh.
He's going to be the business runner, I feel, this time.
Yeah. I was going to say, did you feel, I felt like he was going into that whole situation with, like, I'm going to take charge. I got this under control.
And he kind of got a little nervous.
Yeah, his brother took the reins right there.
He showed it.
I think it's good to have a blend. It's good to have a blend.
That seems to happen a lot between Albie and Chris, though.
Mm. You know?
It's that yin-yang.
Mm. Yeah. Long as they don't be tripping about it later.
Exactly.
And, like, trying to be like, oh, you got the deal, you didn't. Long as they understand that.
I feel like Albie definitely has the maturity, and Chris is the personality, the front runner.
Okay, yeah, definitely. You need it.
So onward ho. Like,
wait, I just want to comment. There was one comment that I loved because I love me some Caroline.
Okay,
and Caroline was like, what is this? She's like, you got two girls from Jersey trying to sell Blackwater. Mm.
But right. You know what? That is Chris, and that's Chris's forte. Like, he will sell you a piece of broken glass. Like, and you'll be happy about it.
That's top salesman. I mean, the goal is to be able to sell the value. And again, they're buying into the person first and then
Absolutely.
The product. So
agree.
If you're sold, you know, everything else is just like how much it costs. If they got the funds for it, I mean, because they believe you.
Heard
works out.
That.
So is the deal that they are trying to start a PR company? Like, I was just confused.
I was a little confused too. All I gathered from that is that they're living in some kind of family house, right? Did I catch that correctly?
The grandparents'
like
old
their
house.
Their business house or something?
Yeah, I think it was the grandparents' house. She said something about that they were like some sort of plastic factory or got into.
I see this turn into a frat house real quick. Real quick, right. You know?
Bring the booze!
You know? Get the kickstands! Well, speaking of keg stands, we go to the hookah bar for Richie's birthday. How appropriate, Courtney. How appropriate.
I love it.
Okay, I have to ask. Like,
I hope you're going to ask what I want to ask. Go ahead.
Oh, no, please. Go.
What kind of hookah were they smoking that they were acting like that?
I don't think
I've smoked
they
a hookah
knew.
Before.
The girl said
it's
it was
flavored tobacco.
They're like, woo,
they're
I'm
like,
feeling
I'm
sensual.
So I'm so getting high over here. Like, calm down. It's flavored tobacco.
I think y'all know the answer to that question.
And Kathy was like Snoop Dogg over there, too. She's all blowing boats and shit in the smoke. I'm like, girl.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't
she
know.
She was an experienced smoker,
right.
Okay? I see you. I see you, Kathy. But every week I see her, I like her a little bit more.
I do. I like her look. I like, you know, that's the thing that I've been noticing about watching, you know, and tuning in is that everybody has their own little distinct things about them. You know, their eyes, where they put their stuff together. I see old girl Teresa likes to be a little bit more extravagant. Now, what,
fur?
The pink. That had
she's
the
got
my pink girl.
She has got a fur
the antler,
in every
antennas
palette.
On it, right?
Okay,
Courtney, our fashionista, please talk about that damn ugly ass jacket,
please, girl.
Well, what I have to say first is that wasn't it Melissa's? It's like, what was she wearing? Did you see that coat? I was like, Melissa, have you looked in the mirror ever?
It's the same jacket, right?
Except in a different color.
Right? Exactly. I was like, is this really happening to me right now? You guys are the same person.
That's well, funny. I give
she was
Melissa
mad.
That
she was
win
just mad
because
she didn't find it. First.
Melissa's was a little more tailored and a little more together.
Nice color.
I think Teresa's is really loud, but I think that seems like her personality.
I thought it was appropriate for that particular party.
Right.
It was a makeup party.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, of course.
Live
definitely.
On the edge, Dio Dam.
Right, right.
But those belly
that.
Dancers, like, is it? Are you supposed to have like a
role? A big,
okay, thank you.
A
I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to be, you know.
Yeah, I thought that
incorrect,
too. Like,
but
little diamonds were blending
middle,
in,
but not quite that much.
I was watching the show at home with my friends, and they said that you're supposed to have it so like you can roll your stomach. I don't know if it's true.
My mom
I don't
is
know.
A belly dancer, or used to be a belly dancer, and you're supposed to have
a little baby,
you know, there.
Holla.
Yeah. That was like some like ocean
fried
spray.
Chicken.
Like,
whoosh,
I'm like,
mashed
whoa,
potatoes.
Sizzling chicken.
And went to sleep right those after.
But what is this belly dancing theme within The Real Housewives this season? Because didn't we have belly
dancers
last
Kathy
week?
Kathy is just a little bit weird, I think.
Party?
Yeah, she has
well,
a goddess party.
Kathy's
and
just trying to bring her hubby's culture. She's like, we're not just Italian. My
definitely.
Husband's Middle Eastern.
Right.
She's like, Lebanese for life.
Right, I can understand that for sure.
She tries different things. Pats on the back to her. I like her this season. I think now that we're later in the season.
So
yeah, she was annoying at first.
Mm.
Melissa, I think that is the awesomest thing that she is able to have been wanting to sing her whole life and perform.
No, you didn't.
You know, and I'm not saying that she's the best singer, but I'm talking about the simple fact that it's happening. You know, you putting a goal to mine and it's happening.
Courtney, let it out.
Let it out, Courtney. I want to hear what you got to say.
Wait. Because, Courtney, before you go. Now, see, Brookshire, you brought this to me in a whole different context.
Right.
You were like, you know, she wanted to be a singer. She ain't that great of a singer, but at least it's coming through, like, within her reality
show. Look at the footage.
She's
they
getting
back to 86,
fame.
Didn't they? I was 89.
I was 89.
Oh, wait, when her is like a little dog.
On the table, girl. Performing the kind of gave you the Beyonce thing.
Yeah,
you know,
except they
was
sure
like,
didn't.
My name is, you know,
they
Beyonce.
Didn't play the audio, though.
Isn't
that's
it funny
right.
How they didn't play the audio?
I just caught that. There was
and some... Beyonce got the resume. Just saying.
They
had that
audio.
Awkward like voiceover that was supposed to be her father, like, good job.
I mean,
right.
I recognize the confidence
hot,
and I give her her props there, but right. we didn't have much material to base opinions off of, quite honestly.
Well, no.
But I mean, I appreciate her confidence and I hope she gets out there and does what she's gonna do. But Courtney, go ahead.
I don't ever knock anybody's hustle.
You
so
know?
If that's her hustle, that's her hustle. But oh my God!
Do you feel like you're on display right now?
Look at and want to strangle.
Oh wow!
It seems so fake, and the emotion about the father seems fake.
Yeah.
And I was annoyed with the sisters like hanging out, like, oh my God! And
well, they were there to make her feel comfortable, but she needed the help. I will say that.
I just wish she were a more likable person.
Exactly. But you know, her and her husband.
Congratulations, you're getting your dream.
You know, I found more than ever in this episode, I had a little Joe and Melissa epiphany. I feel like they're the exact same person.
What do you mean? Like, how do you figure?
Because they're both playing it. They're not playing it up for the camera. I just feel like they're... belief system is very alike.
Hmm.
Like, I wouldn't call them fake, but I wouldn't call them
they
genuine either. You know what I mean?
They are fake.
And
they
I feel
so
like
fake.
Joe keeps, both Joes keep the banter going because we see that text message.
Mm.
And that seemed pretty serious.
It seemed
very
serious.
Are we talking about text message now?
Let's do it. Sorry.
Courtney's right.
Jumping ahead, Bill.
This is so painful to be on the phone. I so wish I was there today.
Dude, I wish you were too, Bill. Honestly, there's
it
so much to talk about.
Me.
I know. We're getting to the juice, but we got to discuss the little things first.
Okay.
Yeah. I know. You're like, oh if we God. Must.
Yes.
I'm sorry,
I'm like,
Bill.
I'm trying to keep quiet so my dog doesn't start barking.
Oh, how is your little puppy?
He's eating my shoe right now, but it's quiet. So
you better restrain
it's a
that
it's
dog.
Not a real shoe.
Oh boy, next thing is gonna be your homework.
Mm.
I'm telling
no,
you.
No, he can have the homework as long as he don't mess with the real shoes.
Stay out
yeah,
the Louis.
That's a damage. I had a dog one time pee in my shoe. I don't know if it was a friend's dog. I don't know if they didn't like me. I don't know what it was. I felt a little disrespected because there was a lot of shoes over there, but they decided to pee on mine. Like 25 pairs sitting on the side.
That,
I was kind of wondering.
Think of it as your
that
shoe
is
was
wild.
Really special.
He kind of looked at me a certain kind of way.
Very
I caught that.
Specific places.
They're very specific, so you take that as a compliment.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
they're choosy.
Well, I would have preferred him send me a text message about
you
what
know?
He was going to do.
Exactly.
You know?
Maybe an email.
You feel me? Like,
old
boy did. At least give me the warning. So I can kind of, you know.
Figure the situation before you step into it.
All right, yeah. So do you guys think the text messages were a little blown out of proportion?
Absolutely, because it was over nothing. Like, she invited them to come out for her signing, and they actually were going to show their support this time around, which I thought that was kind of big of them. But now the dudes are fighting.
Well, I wanted to see what the text message was above the one that said, stupid ass, I just saw what you wrote. Because they were real keen on showing us what all the other text messages said, but what caused him to say, stupid ass, I just seen what you wrote?
I think if somebody called me a stupid ass, I would just laugh at them, because that...
Right, because that didn't sound like he was saying it disrespectfully. I felt like...
That's just lame.
Something was taken out of context, mm-hmm. and he was like, oh, you fucking dumbass. Like,
yeah.
That's why you don't do text messages.
How they do it in Joy-Z.
our emails. When you got something you want to say to somebody, you say it, because just those words can be you. You never know what's going on. I've had some text messages that came across the wrong way, and I felt like the person was actually saying it to me. I was like, hold on one second. I can't even type. I can't text fast enough. Let me call you.
You know?
You got to figure it out.
Express yourself.
Drama.
I don't know. I think that was great that they actually did go in and show their support despite all that bullshit.
You got to be the bigger person.
And he grabbed all the books, and I was like, oh.
Right. But then he hemmed her up like, hey, tell your man he can see me. Stop doing the texts. Like, I feel him. But it was the wrong place, wrong time. I don't think that was the appropriate spot.
Exactly.
Must be a crazy situation to be between family and your husband.
No,
like
no.
She definitely sided with her brother this time,
right?
And we'll definitely go there for sure. But Ashley, of course, was fashionably late to Lauren's cosmetic opening.
Yo, how pissed did Lauren look?
Dude, she's like,
shit.
What? Do you think that she liked the shirts? Because
No, I don't think she liked them.
I thought they were awful.
Yeah.
I don't think that she cared for them, but I liked them.
No, I mean, let me give it this. The graphic was nice.
Right.
If it was on a piece of paper, but like on a white, like literally a white V-neck, like looked like it just got pulled up the hangs and they literally just ironed that shit right on.
Like the t-shirts on the
boulevard. In a cosmetic store, I'm not sure I would choose white.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just me.
No, is she selling them with a bottle of
perfume? Well, they had to do it at the last minute because Ashley was supposed to do everything, and of course she didn't do anything. Her
exactly.
Disgusting.
Jacqueline is like ready to throw that going away party. She's like, the witch is gone. She's just tiptoeing around the house, like trying to avoid eye contact, and quite frankly, I am too.
So, like, what is the?
Because she's gonna be
problem?
Out here in California very soon.
What is the deal? Is it just trying to grow up? Is it just that? That's the whole phase with it. Just wanting to get on her own, and she's like bugging out.
She's a selfish biatch.
She is.
That's
exactly.
Her deal.
Like, honestly, if you've been watching the show with me and Courtney, like, we go cuffs on this one, dude. We do not appreciate her badass attitude and the way she treats her family. She has the best one.
I see, and she's just kind of doing what she wants to. Now, I got a quick question, and it just popped in my head about children. What was up with Teresa's kid? And
they bad as hell.
Exactly.
You know, and she gave her a high five, and she didn't. What was up with that?
She, like, fell into the salad.
Right, booty all up in there, you know, tall salad.
You're
you know,
in a grocery store, like,
you know?
Take
like,
the reins.
Baby tall salad.
Yeah,
that
she's like,
right.
Good job, no. Way to be good. Like, she tries to say to the camera all day that she has control over her children, that she's the mother, and what she says goes.
Right.
Do you believe that?
I didn't see that.
Me either.
I saw a problem brewing.
Exactly.
You see how her kids
I think it's an starting. Indicator of how of a hot mess she's been this whole season because her
For
kids
real.
Are out of control.
Do you see
Melania
the temper tantrums?
Smacked up and dragged out the store.
And I feel like Melania used to be the baby. Now that she's not the baby anymore, she's in her like horrible form. Something. She's just acting a fool.
Are you saying
I could have straight up climbed up on the produce. Like,
you know?
Right,
she's like, do you have to get down there? Let me
Good
just say
girl.
This. You know, if that was my kid, I would get off of my cell phone and take her to the car.
I wouldn't even take her to the car. People would be yelling at me for beating my child.
Like,
in the
like who was
going
to buy that salad?
You know?
That's disgusting.
You feel me? Like, you would have grabbed one arm, should have been hanging like.
Yes. Like, no, girl.
Get
you
down.
This
Hold
is
on
not
second.
A chair.
Excuse me.
For real.
Definitely. But they set it up, though. How long? Stay right here. Mommy needs to use the phone. She
Yeah, but you can't rely on the cameraman to watch your baby.
No, but
I'm just saying. You're not getting paid hourly.
Adults right around.
For real. I'm just saying.
That's in the contract. You were also
yelling,
an 80.
Y'all wasn't watching my kid?
They were watching,
yeah,
all right.
She's like,
all the footage.
You.
She neglect.
I helped her up on the pedestal.
Right. We put that little box, that salad that she stepped on to get up there. That was us. We kicked it over there to her.
Oh, my gosh.
Horrible.
Oh, my God. Are you guys ready?
Oh, boy.
For the mother FN finale of this particular episode.
Oh boy.
Oh my God. Judice was looking like Hitler at that table trying to get everybody riled up.
Wow.
And on his team. Like, really? I feel like when people make a scene like that, they're just drawing negative attention to themselves.
But of course, wasn't he drunk too?
Yes, he was so drunk. Teresa
and
gets home. Teresa gets home and she's like, how many bottles of wine did you have? Courtney, do you
14,
think that
probably.
Their relationship is a little physical? Because that's what I grasped from this episode.
Yeah.
Here's
for
what
real,
I think.
I'm like ready for him to snatch her up.
He told her, shut up. Like,
okay, like finger in the
face. I don't know. Go ahead,
I don't think that it's been physical in the past. I think that he is aggressive and he is abrasive and he is a drinker. And I think with all the drama, he's become a much heavier drinker than he ever was in the past.
I can believe that.
But that being said, that scene, even though I thought it was really weird that all those random people were at their house,
right,
and
looking
like running off at the mouth.
Yeah, because I've never even heard of them, never seen them before. Maybe they're not.
We've never seen them before. They never have people over their house like that. But regardless, like, okay, as drunk as Joe Giudice was and him busting his face on the floor was a hot mess.
He sure did. He's like, hey, everybody, look what I can do.
Wow.
Boom.
That was beyond ridiculous.
And then
one thing
scares the crap out of Gia so bad. She's crying.
I know. The commercials made it sound like.
Like he hit her or something. Like, what? But I calmed down
and
there
you
notice car wheel.
Her cell phone in her hand as she was doing it?
She's like,
was that
yeah, she's trying to like cover her eyes with her cell phone. Right. She's like, no. You know, she's like, I just can't take it. Daddy, you're embarrassing yourself.
Don't you see the cameras?
She's like, Daddy, my acting career, what about me?
Mommy already schooled me.
Okay, she's
like, that was their bedtime story.
No, Dad, I do the gymnastics. I do the cartwheels right here. You,
my time.
She's like, you do the drinking.
Right.
Right over there at the grown-up table.
For now. That's funny.
For now. Yeah, for now.
But you have to say one thing, though.
Oh,
drunk
I have
as he
many
was,
things.
Drunk people tell the truth, okay?
Mm-hmm. Some lies.
Sort of truth.
Miscombobulated truth.
A little slur, a little drool.
Exactly. It'd be messy, it might be kind of crazy, and it might be a little extra, but they tell the truth.
Mm.
And
they
I
speak
feel
from
like
a
he, there, the situation with her brother and him, like the first text message about him being fake and why are they, because he told him not to come to her book signing or whatever because you're faking it, you're just doing this for the cameras, whatever, whatever.
For whatever
sorry,
reason,
point,
whatever
I
reason is like driving
the hot
them.
Mess, but I'm on his side and I think her brother is the shady one and I think the wife only encourages him to continue to be shady because it makes her feel good about herself.
Mm. I feel like they're the exact same person. That's why they encourage each other that particular way.
I agree. It definitely what made me even think that even more so was the genuineness when Kathy and her husband came in.
I know.
That was the cutest
yes.
thing. She
it
was like, I
my
had
heart.
My own book, and then she bought another book, and like she started getting teary-eyed. Like that
right.
was too adorable.
She gave kisses.
But that's real shit right there.
Real
but then
love.
For Joe and Melissa to come in, everything they
when
did
it's almost over. It's over, basically.
It was yeah. over. But at the same token, knowing how those
nice.
Book things go, you don't know how long they're gonna last. There weren't that many people at this one.
And she was like stationed in the Borders Corner kids section.
But that's how they are.
But it was a prequel to the It was to the
to her second
new
book
that hasn't even launched yet. She said, right?
That's right.
Right.
So
advertising.
The where I got the fakeness was if you okay. noticed everything that Joe and Melissa said was a subtle jab. First of all,
yep.
he said write something in the book. She didn't know what to write. She wrote a really nice thing. She started tearing up. He saw that.
Aww.
He said, read it to me.
I know.
Read
like,
it to me.
Like he was going to grab the back of her head.
I wasn't
like,
sure
what's
if that,
that
was
say?
A bad thing or not.
So, okay, I felt the same way. Until Melissa's in the back like saying things like, you know we wanted to come here. You know we want to come every time.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
see we came. Mm-hmm. You see.
Well, she's just trying to prove that, hey, we're trying.
Right, but is
and
she trying
rub
to
her
prove?
Face in it while
exactly
she's
what I'm
doing
saying.
It.
If you're trying, you don't have to prove it. That's the
Heard.
Point.
Right.
Exactly. You know, like, it shows the fact that you came, that's awesome. Like, you didn't have to say anything. You bought 10 books. Whether she wrote something in it or not, she's your sister, so she can write that whenever.
They
but
can...
y'all were sitting there trying to rub stuff in her face. You made that whole text message thing bigger than it really was. Because if you were
yes.
the bigger person, you could just drop it. Because you know
or
why.
Or you could have said, I'm coming to my sister's thing.
Right.
I'm sorry that affects you. Whatever. You don't call him a stupid ass and go
right.
his direction either.
And you know why he's upset with you. It's not like you're brand new to this situation. You
right.
know what he's upset about. And you could man up and explain what you've done wrong.
Heard.
And why didn't he hug his sister? For real, at the end, when he left.
I thought they'd...
No.
Mm.
It was like an awkward, like,
one hand over
the table. And she commented on it. She was like, all I wanted him to do was hug me.
Aww.
Now, that's her little brother, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So sad.
Awkward.
But you know what? We're going to figure out all this situation in time. Everything will reveal itself.
I guess.
And let's go to a commercial and then back for predictions.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
All right, so we have Welcome little Miss Melissa Gorga's single on display. I know Courtney wanted to listen to this.
Yeah, Courtney, is it first on your iPod? Some real talent right here, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
Just pissing my dog off. He started.
Don't wake the puppy.
We don't want to piss Courtney's dog off.
That's
I think musically it's amazing.
Oh, God. And now.
I mean, the beat's nice.
That's what I'm saying. Musically, it's perfect. The production was great, minus the voice.
What do we have here?
So, predictions for next week, Jesse.
My prediction. Boy. Well, it's not for next week. It's actually for next year. Courtney and I, we did the VMAs last night. We thought it was a hot mess. So I'm predicting Melissa Gorga will be performing next year at the VMAs.
No.
Wow.
See, no. Jesse, I'm mad you said that, right? Because I'm sitting here thinking I'm so stressed out after how bad the VMAs were yesterday, and I'm
really?
so mad about it.
I didn't miss anything, right?
I think so.
If you guys want to catch our thoughts, you can watch ustream.tv/AfterBuzzTV. Check out the 2011 MTV VMAs. I mean, we gave credit where credit was due.
I thought it was pretty good, actually.
Credit where credit was due, but was there a lot of credit given?
Did somebody just say they thought it was pretty good?
I thought it was pretty good. And plus, I TiVo through a lot of, rewind it a little bit. But for the most part, I had to rewind. Fast forward, sorry. Oops.
Wait, but both of those things are not good when you're trying to enjoy a television show.
But listen, you record it and then you get to the main part. So the parts that's the privilege of having the fast forward button. I got to the major parts that were great. So from my point of view, it was good. I guess for those that had to watch it.
I know Courtney wishes we could have just went to the to the good parts, but we sat through the entire two and a half hours. But to tie it into the predictions of this, there were more reality TV stars there than musical performers. They kept going to the same five performers.
Well, that's what MTV does, is they really tie in music and TV.
Yeah, so that's
Except
my prediction.
Except they left out the music this year. Right.
Well, MTV
But I could
out
definitely
music
picture like Luann, Gretchen, Melissa performing
After
all
they
together.
Go on tour.
Wow.
They're like the reality divas.
They are.
Well.
Wow.
All right.
Let's see. Stay tuned.
Do we think we're going to get a physical fight next week, though?
Oh, I'm waiting for the tornado. I am waiting for it. That is actually my prediction. I want to see the Joes duke it out. They keep this family feud a burning.
That's going to be rough because...
Handle it like a man.
Teresa's husband's pretty beefy, and so is Joe. So that's
They're
gonna
both
be,
pretty juicy and beefy.
They're gonna. That's going to be a pretty... unique thing. Hopefully, if it happens, they're both drunk, so they won't feel anything. You feel
you know?
Me?
Exactly. And hopefully, they're wearing like a mouth guard so they don't lose any more teeth.
Right. You talk about caging somebody's mouth. It's already having his hemmed up. You got to watch what you say.
I'm just saying, you got to keep your girl even.
Yeah, because, even is
bad look when you're on TV.
Even's a plus.
Courtney, what do you predict?
I predict that, I don't even know. I just hope that they figure it out, because the scene that I saw is the one, Gia's crying because I don't know where they're at, some party, and she wants to be with her family. Mm-hmm. And it breaks my heart that she can't get her way with her godfather/uncle, and it's so sad. And I would just
she
like
loves
for
her
Melissa
Joey.
To finally get hit with an elbow.
A flying Macho Man Randy Savage elbow.
Yeah, just a random elbow. Somebody slipped, you know, oops, I didn't mean to do that. And then, like, then I'd be all right.
Like, honestly, season one, the big drama was Teresa flipping a table. Now, Joe is sitting here saying, like, we'll fight until the death. I'm like, okay, please, Juicehead, like, relax.
You got a Juicehead.
No, that's what they say on the Jersey Shore. They call each other Juiceheads.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, so what do you predict next week?
I predict that the Blackwater will sail in millions of homes
I agree.
All over the world.
I agree.
And their PR marketing,
the Blackwater, though.
Whatever they call it, will
what,
work.
Courtney?
I want to try the Blackwater.
I kind of do, too, and see if it tastes delicious as it
I'm
looks.
I'm going to get some food color and put in some yellow and be like, who wants yellow
green
water?
Green eggs and ham, baby. Let's
do it. It probably
it.
Removes kidney stones. I'm sure that's on the label somewhere.
We'll have to test that out.
Yeah.
Definitely. Drinks for next week. Well, that is...
Chill it on ice, maybe.
All for me, Jesse.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for joining us. Christina, you're a... You made it in. I'm very happy to see your shining, bubbly face. Courtney, thank you so much for calling in. Always appreciate your commentary. And Brookshire, thank you for joining the AfterBuzz TV family. And if you guys are listening, you want to join us in about an hour, we're going to have Miss Natalie Nunn from the Bad Girls Club stop
Bad
by.
And Miss Deidre.
We're going to get all the drama.
That's right.
To be told. Yeah. So until next week, next time. Peace out.
Later. Love you, Jesse.
Peace.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
Oh, that was so cute.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.